Hi there, Frank Thacker here, and welcome to the Daily Peacemaker. Today I want to talk a little bit about the shadow. But before I do that, I got to back up. Go back to a session, one or two before, where I was talking about the oneness, non-dualism, and how all the great religious faith traditions talk about that, and about how science also is beginning to show how everything is interrelated. One of the things I mentioned was quantum physics or quantum mechanics, and one of my friends told me afterwards, hey, you know, not everybody knows about that. So quantum mechanics, which is a part of quantum physics, is basically the study of atoms and subatomic particles, and what it's showing is how if you do something here with an atom, it affects another part of the atom here. It's not all that complicated, and it's, you know, just Google quantum mechanics and it will explain it. Basic thing is it's science showing us what faith traditions have said all along, that everything is interrelated. So, okay, back to the shadow. So you call it the shadow self. And what is it? Well, to put it in sort of simplistic in the best sense of the word terms, it's the parts of us that we try to repress, try to keep in the shadow. So you have like a, not a true self, but a public self, the image you like to display to the public. And then you have a shadow self. And it's pretty proven that we all have a shadow self. And it's pretty obvious that there are parts of us, or at least, yeah, I would say it's pretty obvious to all people, most people anyway, that there are parts of us that we repress because they don't fit our self-image. And some of them are conscious. I don't like, for example, say you don't like or have a negative view of members of the opposite sex. So it's like all men are chauvinistic pigs, or on the other side, you think of women are controlling freaks. So you have those images or beliefs, I guess you'd call them, that you're pretty aware of, and you like to, like, you know, keep them over here in the shadow. And you do that because they're not going to fly too well in most cases. Then there's also parts of you that maybe you're not aware of on a real conscious level, but on some deep level, you don't like them. Maybe you, it's a good example, maybe you carry a lot of anger and you don't even know about it until, I don't know, some night you're sitting at table with your family and some friends, and then they get into these political discussions and you can feel your insides boiling, all of a sudden you go, boom, oh man, stop this. And people look at you like, what's the matter with him? And it's like this burst of anger came from nowhere, and you're even saying to yourself, oh, where did that come from? So there are parts that are hidden and parts that we're maybe a little bit more conscious of. And, you know, there's tons of examples. The person down the street that goes off on this killing rampage, for lack of a better word, or kills his wife or vice versa. And, you know, you say to yourself and you talk to your neighbors, wow, he was a pretty quiet guy. You know, where did that all come from? So it's that hidden rage or whatever. It could be fear of people that have different religious beliefs, or people that maybe have a different color skin. Maybe we're conscious of those, but maybe we're not. And We just try to repress all those things, even good things. You know, you may have, you may be a very gentle, kind soul, and maybe you were brought up to believe that if you act that way, you'll get crucified in this world and you never get anywhere. So even try to keep that piece of you, which is probably a pretty nice piece, you kind of put that in the side there. You don't want people to think you're too nice. So anyway, so the shadow. So there's a lot of stuff in our shadows. And the thing to do is to begin to deal with the shadow. So people may say, well, you know, if it's got all that negative stuff in general, even though there's some good stuff in there, they may say, well, you know, maybe it's good to keep it in the shadow. Why do we have to acknowledge it? Just like, you know, keep it in there, you know. The problem is that with the shadow, you can't lock it in the closet and throw it away. It wants to come out. Our shadow self wants to come out. And it's a really good word, I think, the shadow. And maybe this is, excuse me for a minute, just need a little sip of water. So maybe this is a good analogy, maybe it's not. But I think for all of us, there have been times when we have felt in the shadow of someone. Good example is, you know, in a family situation where your older brother or sister was always the in the limelight and the best ever, and you always felt like you were sort of in their shadow, and you wanted to be acknowledged, so you did something to get acknowledged. I remember, I think it was in the fourth grade, and I told the teacher, who was also a nun, to all of a sudden, I forget exactly what was going on, but out of nowhere, I said, why don't you shut up? And so I got acknowledged, but I got noticed, but it wasn't too great of the type of notice I got. So the point is that our shadow selves want to be recognized. They want to be noticed. And so they are going to come out, and often if we haven't somehow, I don't know, that befriended them, but acknowledged them, gave them their due, and even kind of took the good from them. Like if you have a lot of anger and hidden in there, and you begin to realize that that anger can become, you know, anger's energy, so you can begin to use that energy in a good way. Also, to keep things in the shadow takes a lot of energy, so you're using this energy to do that. You acknowledge things in your shadow, or you have a shadow self, and that energy now can be used in some different, more positive ways. And the shadow's going to come out. Another good example is all this stuff you hear all the time now. Someone makes a racist remark or some inappropriate remark about something, and they get called on the carpet for that. And they say, well, that's not who I am. Well, it's not who you are per se, but it is part of you. It's your shadow self. So the thing to do, in my opinion, is to begin to acknowledge the shadow. So you say, why? Well, one of the reasons is all the energy, like I said, that you're using to keep that shadow in its place. Another is if you're into evolving into the oneness, into the non-dualism, it's pretty hard to do that if you don't integrate the two parts of yourself. If you have a dualistic self where you've got your public image and your shadow. So if you want to evolve, you got to start at home, so to speak, and integrate those parts of you. Even if you don't and you just want to live an ordinary life, if you don't begin to look at your shadow and integrate it, it's going to come and mess up your life, you know, in some ways. You know, say you're in a job situation and you're going for an appointment and you're getting an interview, or someone overhears you making a off the cuff inappropriate remark that about whatever it could be, that could spoil your chances. So the next question is, well, so you got your shadow self, we all have that. The next step is, it's pretty important to do something about that, to acknowledge that. And once you say, okay, yeah, I understand that. Yeah, I can see where it could get me in a lot of trouble and use up a lot of energy and all those types of things. Then the next step is, all right, how do you do that? How do you begin to integrate your shadow? And that is where we will start next time, because we're kind of running out of time. It's like almost 11 minutes. So I hope this makes sense to you. Always open for comments and insights. And there's a lot of stuff on the internet about shadow self. And it's really kind of, I find it really fascinating stuff. So if you get a chance, scratch around there and on the internet and see what you can learn about shadow self. All right. Good to be with you all, and hope your day goes well. And may we walk in harmony, and may we get to know our shadow. All right. Peace.